is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, and Jamie.
Thursday, October 20th. Welcome to the show. We're doing start or sit for the AFC home games and talking running back replacements as we have some injuries. In the backfield, no Heath today, unfortunately. It's just Adam, Dave, and Jamie. And your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
My car was stuck. I'm sorry, I can't make it.
Not bad. Thank you, Heath. Tough day for both of you guys. Tough day for Jamie. Tough day for Dave. You're probably not even aware of why. So
Every day's a tough day.
Well, let me tell you why. First for Jamie. To me, the day after the birthday is always a little deflating. I love the birthday. The day after is like, wow. 364 more days until I get this feeling again.
Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I don't feel that way.
You're all right?
Yeah. I'm still in the I'm in the birthday honeymoon phase.
Okay. And Dave, tough night. Good day for you. Tough night. What a choice you have to make. Your two favorite teams playing in primetime, both going to lose on the road. What are you going to watch tonight?
The Bears aren't my favorite team, Adam.
They're not?
I've given up on being a Bears fan for a couple of years now. Thanks for
He's a Rams fan. Where have you been?
Why don't you be a Vikings fan with me?
Maybe I will. I'm trying to stay impartial. But yeah, Canes, I'm probably not going to end up watching much of them tonight.
No.
Do you guys have?
The game's at 7 at Virginia Tech, so by the time they're losing by 20, you can flip over to the NFL.
Wow,
so,
what are you going to watch?
I'm going to watch.
You watch the Canes.
I'll have the Canes on my laptop, and I'll have the football game on the TV. That's how we
and
do
where's,
it.
Where's the fiance going to be?
She's going to be in class until about 8:30, so...
I was going to say, she's going to be packing her luggage and moving out.
Nah, she puts up with it. She's really good. And listen, guys, I want to talk about Buffalo Wild Wings. No team goes into the season...
That's where you should go, Adam.
That's actually not a bad idea, except
I'm
I don't have a car.
I'm telling you.
I don't have a car, so I'm stuck. Hey.
What's that four-letter thing called?
Uber?
Oh, yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Nah, no,
or
thanks.
Lyft?
I like the comforts of my home, unless I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings knows that football fans need a game plan that's built for game day glory, a game plan that should include 21 signature sauces and seasonings, a great lineup of beer taps, and an arsenal of wall-to-wall TVs. All of those details make for a game day game plan that can't be beat. So win or lose, if you're a football fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere around. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan. Today we're going to talk about the Texans at the Broncos, and Lamar Miller is the top 10 running back for Heath, not even close for Dave and Jamie. I have an explanation from Heath. These replacement running backs, I want to focus on them, and just, you know, all the AFC home games. So let's get to the replacement running backs with a tweet from Ron Adams, our tweet of the day. If Doug Martin is out this week, and he will be, who should I start, Jordan Howard or Jaquizz Rodgers?
Can you imagine if we were telling people to like draft these guys with mid-round picks? We would have been geniuses back in August. Now get Jaquizz Rodgers. I'm going to cry. Rodgers has the better matchup and should have more opportunities than Howard. They're both going to have a lot of opportunities, but I think I like the outlook better for the quiz.
5 straight games, the 49ers have given up a 100-yard rusher. It's been bad news for them. You know, we've talked about this, what they look like on the road. But without Navarro Bowman in there, they just are not a very good defense at all. And that situation bodes well for our good friend Quizzy, who got 35 touches the last time that he played in week 5.
He's not my good friend.
He'll be my good friend if he wins me a fantasy week.
Well, Jaquizz Rodgers is 73% owned. Let's talk about the outlook now for Doug Martin, who had a setback with his hamstring, and there's no timetable for his return.
Dave Richard, breaking news yesterday.
The birdie
came
through.
Good stuff. Well, what do you guys think going forward in the Bucs backfield?
I think it's Quiz's job until Doug Martin comes back. And once Doug Martin looks like he's A-OK, it's going to be Jaquizz moving into a complimentary role.
Okay. Give me an estimate. Do you have an estimated timeline, or is that just putting you on the spot?
You got to go week to week. I mean, you know, hopefully that the setback just means he's not able to play this week. But
I did get a number. 2.
2 more weeks?
That's what I heard.
Including this
week. Don't hold me to it. It's just something
so
that...
So he's back in week 9?
Something with wings whispered in my ear. Yes. They're hoping he's back for the short week game against Atlanta week 9.
Okay.
So he'll miss the first of 2 games against Bay Area teams, Adam.
Oh, okay.
San Francisco and then Oakland at home. And then it's a short week. Hopefully he'll be ready to roll week 9.
All right. Also in that same game, Carlos Hyde is going to miss this week's game. Hit him with the Hyde!
Hit him with the Hyde!
Yeah. You think we'll get on Howard's third?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be Mike Davis and Sean Drone. And you remember when we were talking about, well, who's the best handcuff for Carlos Hyde this year? Well, here it is. Two guys that are going to stink. And I know that Tampa Bay's defense isn't anything to write home about, but I don't have any confidence in either one of these two.
Oh, I think their run defense is good when McCoy's healthy.
When he's healthy.
And he's going to play.
Oh, well, then great. I even have less confidence.
I like Davis before I saw the practice report that McCoy was back. Because if McCoy's not there, I think you could see a situation where Mike Davis could be a good flex option.
Even if McCoy doesn't play, I know he's practicing and that's good for the Bucs defense, but even if McCoy isn't there, they still have some really good linebackers and the 49ers offensive line just isn't that good.
Yeah, but still Chip Kelly's offense.
I've got to be desperate.
You started Hyde?
What?
You have started Hyde?
I would have started Hyde. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, but we don't know if Mike Davis is good or not.
You're right. We don't know for sure.
Right.
Question.
Am I going to start him? No.
Question. Why Mike Davis over Sean Drone?
I think you just look at what skill set is and what role is. You know, I if they're trailing, which would be no surprise that they're trailing, then you'll see a lot more Sean Drone because he's better in the as a pass catcher, and I'm sure they trust him more in pass protection.
You know why we're not going to get on Stern, Adam?
Why?
Because we said hit him with the Hyde.
I know it was a nice. I think it was a nice play on hit him with the Hyde.
Everybody's been waiting for us to kind of work that into the show, and we just did.
Yeah, there you go. I think hit him with the Hyde is great. In fact, I thought of it 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to use it. Now it sounds like I'm just patting myself on the back for.
Yeah, it does. You sound like you're
sorry about that.
Don't you have something for us to talk about maybe, I don't know, someone?
LeSean McCoy has a hamstring injury. Yep. He may not play this week, but you guys still have him ranked in your top 3 or 4.
I've got him 1.
So do I.
I want him to play.
Yeah, I'm going to lower him regardless just because he's obviously not 100%. So
let's see what he does.
You wonder if he's going to practice today. He's probably not going to practice tomorrow. So I would imagine.
Well, that would mean that he's out.
No, they can still play him.
Without practicing?
He practiced today.
It is LeSean McCoy.
He practiced yesterday. He got hurt.
Well, he got hurt yesterday.
Yeah.
So they can get away with saying that he practiced.
Look, the tough part of their schedule is after this week. It's just a little bit of a murderer's row.
New England at Seattle, then a bye.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they feel that they can maybe get by with Mike Gillisley.
Oh, well, let's say Gillisley is the starter and McCoy is out.
Must start guy.
Oh, well, really I want is. You to compare him to Jacquizz Rodgers.
He'd be below Rodgers just because of the uncertainty. Rodgers, you know, is going to get the work. They can still
well,
work
what's
in,
the uncertainty? Exactly?
They can still work in Reggie Bush. I mean, they've used him a little bit last week, too. So Rodgers is getting 100% of the touches.
All right. So if you have a situation where you're starting, like maybe you have the Minnesota running backs this week, or, you know, you don't want to start the Jacksonville guys or the Raiders guys, or maybe you have Lamar Miller. And Quiz, we know, is going to be the starter, and Gillisley is the starter. Are you starting both of them over any iffy running back situation?
Probably, because we know that their workloads are pretty safe and certain.
Okay.
And their matchups are good, too.
Yeah. Matchups are definitely good.
So the move is, if you've got LeSean McCoy, or if you're playing against somebody that has LeSean McCoy, or you just like getting running backs with some potential, Mike Gillisley is a must-add.
I hope we
like
can have
now,
more.
Like, pause the podcast. Go get Mike Gillisley. We'll wait for you when you want Boston. Go ahead. Go.
Well, I hope we can get more information tomorrow on who's practicing, and we will. But DeAndre Washington returned to practice. So, like, where would he rank if he plays against Washington? If he plays against Washington, he is DeAndre Washington. Dwayne Washington.
He would get up there. He would be pretty high too, because that would be the lead running back for the Lions. I don't think that they're gonna, you know, keep him sidelined and roll with Zach Zenner and Justin Forsett.
Yeah, but Zenner did a good job for them last week. I mean, I don't.
They'll use him and Washington.
That's the thing. I don't think Washington is must start.
Oh, that's
not
fair.
He's not in the same category as if Gillisley's a starter or Jacquizz Rodgers is a starter.
Is he a top 24 running back if he's back?
No.
I think he could get pretty close.
I think I might start him over Lamar Miller.
But why would you start him over Miller?
I'm really worried about Lamar Miller. I really think the Broncos might just destroy the Texans.
Oh, they will destroy the Texans, but teams have still been able to run on the Broncos.
Some teams have been able to run on the Broncos. The Bengals ran on the Broncos, and the Falcons ran on the Broncos, but not every team. I mean, Jonathan Stewart didn't do that well. He had, 6 fantasy points? I can't remember everything off the top of my head.
Well, Stewart actually ran well. He just didn't score touchdowns.
What, like 4.2 yards per carry or something? Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Right. I think Miller's okay as a number two running back.
I'm not starting Dwayne Washington.
All right, that's fair. It's fair. All right, and I think I just had one more. Oh, yeah, the game tonight. Green Bay ruled out Eddie Lacy and James Starks. We talked about this a lot yesterday. They also ruled out three cornerbacks. But is there any new information that we know now about what we might see in the Green Bay backfield tonight?
I took a look at it yesterday. I think you're going to see a lot of Don Jackson and Ty Montgomery. And Montgomery, I think, is going to end up playing a lot. He might get 10 targets. That would be pretty good for him. And they're all going to be short area targets. All but one of his targets last week were inside of 10 yards. And Rodgers seemed to play a little bit better when he had five wide receivers on the field with him and no running back. So it figures that Montgomery should play a lot more. Don Jackson, to me, looks like more of a physical running back than a speedster. I didn't think he was very fast when I saw highlights of his from Nevada. Got a great backstory. Might score a touchdown. Like, if the Packers are up at the goal line, it'll either be him or Aaron Ripkowski.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
The goal. Or Aaron Rodgers. Sure, they can go with Aaron Rodgers to get the touchdown. So, big risk using any actual Packers running back this week. But I still stand by Nile Davis as a guy to stash.
Okay. And finally, looking at, let's say, DeAndre Hopkins. Would you start Ty Montgomery over DeAndre Hopkins?
I wouldn't. But it's close, and it's especially close in a PPR league.
I think they're back-to-back in my rankings.
Oh, really?
It's really close in a PPR.
Hopkins.
Because the philosophy is Montgomery could get 7-8 catches, and Nuke might only get half that many.
Hopkins scored.
I think you're underselling him a little bit, because he had 10 catches with lazy playing.
Yeah,
I mean he could be 12 to 14.
I want to be safe with it, really, is where I'm at. So an 8-for-80 type game for him, yeah, he's got to be up there in the rankings.
Yeah, so as far as Hopkins goes, in week one, Kelvin Benjamin scored 15 fantasy points in a standard scoring league against Denver. The next 4 weeks, the following wide receivers scored 18 combined. T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green, Mike Evans, and Julio Jones.
Such an impressive list.
It's right. They're unbelievable. They have Chris Harris and Talib, and I love that combination because they're, you know, suited to guard different types of receivers. So they're versatile in the secondary.
And Roby. And Roby's very good too.
And their safeties are I think their safeties are pretty good, right?
Yes. Yeah, TJ Ward's amazing. He ruined one of my favorite breakouts. He broke Dante Moncrief's shoulder.
That's bad. That's as tough as a matchup as it gets, I think. A wide receiver going up against Denver. So people are going to be a little hesitant.
The funny thing is I have DeAndre Hopkins as the bust alert in start sit, and I had him as the bust alert 2 weeks ago when they played Minnesota, and he had that late garbage touchdown. He had no catches in the first half, finished 5-for-56, and then the touchdown, I think it was like the last series of the game, where Xavier Rhodes was, for whatever reason, standing in the back of the end zone, it looked like, and DeAndre Hopkins just walked into the end zone. He could have something similar to that, but it's going to be so difficult. The one thing that I think if you're a Hopkins owner and you're hoping for is like the A.J. Green game where it's like 7-for-77, you know, like they just throw at him as much as they can and hope that he is, you know, able to make some plays on that secondary. But it's going to be tough. I mean, look, when it's tough for those guys, when they have better quarterback situations, you know it's tough for him. And there's no way you can play Will Fuller.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I hope with Will Fuller, if he's not, he's going to play, right? But I hope he's not that healthy this week so Hopkins at least can get maybe 15 targets again.
Be nice.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, guys. Let's move on here. Go through some of my favorite stats this week. New Orleans has allowed the most fantasy
points. You didn't read Heath's defense of Lamar Miller.
Oh, we didn't get to that segment yet.
Oh, well, I thought we were talking about the other game.
It's a special segment later in this very special Thursday.
It's called Rankings
of the
Disputes.
FFT podcast.
Okay.
Some of my favorite. Who says that? Me?
No, that's Heath.
Heath? Okay.
Yes.
Some of my favorite stats this week.
Throw
the Saints have allowed the most fantasy points to opposing running backs. They give up 4.5 yards per carry and 10 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving touchdown. So I know I asked this yesterday, but who do you like better this week, Charles or Ware? And how do you compare them to, let's say, Jacquizz Rodgers?
I like Ware better. I will start him over Jacquizz Rodgers and Jamaal Charles. I think this could be a game that Kansas City runs away with, literally, with their running backs. Spencer Ware has actually entered my top 10 for week number 7. I like him better than Quiz. And I like Charles a little bit better than Quiz, too. I think just playing at home, feels like a safe bet to score a touchdown, maybe get 50, 60 yards on top of it. I don't know if Rodgers is going to score at San Francisco. I'm banking on volume with him and total yardage with him.
Okay. Where Rodgers, Charles, where should continue to get the lion's share of the work? I don't know why they would go away from him. They will continue to use Charles, and Charles will be fine. But Rodgers, I'll lean toward workload for the two guys between Ware and Rodgers over Charles.
If you're in a point-per-carry league, Rodgers has to go ahead of Charles.
This next stat, I'm not sure if it means anything, but it's just kind of fun. The Steelers have allowed 6 rushing touchdowns this season. 3 of them came last week. But 4 of the 6 rushing touchdowns were 1-yard rushing touchdowns. And that is LeGarrette Blount's specialty. Jamie, when we get to the two we like and two we don't, I know that Patriots running backs you like. I don't know if that means anything, that they've given up 4 1-yard rushing touchdowns. Kind of struck me as odd. I feel like Blount might need that, though. What do you think?
Yes. Yes, that's what we've seen. The volume has come down for him, which was expected with Brady back. I still think he'll get in the neighborhood of, 12 to 15 carries.
Over.
You say over?
I say over. I actually think they might lean on the run game more than normal.
Interesting.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they can.
Well, we'll see. It depends how beat up the Steelers are. If both Shazier and Vince Williams are out, those are,
that's, and Hayward.
Hayward's out.
Hayward's definitely out. But I mean, Vince Williams has done a nice job stepping in for Shazier. And you saw last week when Williams went out, Ajayi really was a monster. So, they're gonna be on the field as much as they want to be, the Patriots, because the Steelers offense is gonna struggle in this game in terms of time of possession. So I think it's I would bank on it. Don't count on James White with 2 touchdowns, but I would say White scores 1 in the passing game, Blount scores 1 carrying the ball.
Which one do you like better?
Remember they cut him too, so I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick does something to.
And would it surprise you if Blount had 100 yards?
No, I think Blount's a great start.
I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Think the Steelers defense is just shot.
Okay.
They're just so.
They're heading into their bye week. They just lost their quarterback. I mean, if this was in New England, whatever the over under is, whatever the spread,
the Patriots
is,
would hit the over.
You would take it.
Yeah, Patriots would hit the over on their own, and they've always had the Steelers number.
It's such a shame that we've been talking about NFL ratings are down, games have been kind of lousy. Very excited.
This was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm very excited for Sunday night. Seattle, Arizona, I think should be pretty good. But this one. And this is a marquee game, and you get no Roethlisberger. That kind of stinks.
It's the second game involving the Patriots that was supposed to be a marquee game and now is not. The first one was week 1 against Arizona, and Brady didn't play in that game.
All right, let me go through these stats quickly here. Only 3 running backs have scored double-digit fantasy points against Cleveland in standard scoring leagues, and they all had more than 20 carries. I don't see that happening for either Bernard or Jeremy Hill, so... What do you guys think about the Bengals running backs against Cleveland's run defense, which actually has been pretty good?
I think they're both very safe number 2 guys. There's another stat there, Adam, that 3 guys, I think it's in their last 4 games, have gotten to 8 fantasy points in the same game together. So I think you can get both those guys hitting that number as the floor with one of them going over it. Now, it would lead you to think that Hill probably is the one that goes over it because he should be the one scoring touchdowns. However, we know he doesn't necessarily do that on a regular basis, but he had a nice game against them in their home game last year, 22 carries, 98 yards, and a touchdown. So I think you lean toward that he could get a lot of volume in a game where they're killing the clock at the end. And then it's hard to get away from Gio the last 2 weeks. I know game script has been a big part of that, but 90 total yards each of the last 2 games, I think he can do that as well.
I want to talk a little bit more long-term here because I somewhat disagree with your assessment of Jeremy Hill. I think Jeremy Hill, the last 2 weeks, he's been the backup. And Gio got more work near the goal line yesterday. As a Hill owner, I'm terrified that he's not going to be, the primary running back, the primary ball carrier for them anymore. I'm wondering if they are just going to Giovanni Bernard. What do you think?
But they went to Gio at the goal line last week, not yesterday, and he failed there.
Did
they
I say yesterday?
Tried to get him in there. You did. It's okay. We all make that mistake.
He failed there, but they went back to him later in the game, and Hill's failed there many times before as well. Hill's just not playing well.
I think
he's got the shoulder injury. You got to be in a situation where you feel comfortable with Hill. I don't love him. He's at the tail end of my top 24. And I think if, you want to make a Dwayne Washington comparison, if Washington's healthy, I would start Washington over Hill. It's just a matter of looking at game flow. And if Terrell Pryor's out and you've seen what this Browns offensive line looked like last week with Betonio out, I don't know how they're going to score. I don't know how they're going to move the ball.
That's a good point.
And so I think Cincinnati home, they may get Eifert back. Think about what that does for the offense. this could be a, you know, we talk about, what Denver could do to Houston. The Bengals, they got a lot of demons to exercise here, you know, after the way that the season has gone. And this is the perfect team just to beat the snot out of them.
Yeah.
It's a get right game.
Right.
Sure.
And
for
so
both sides of the ball.
For
Cincinnati.
Everybody. For everybody. And so I think you could see Hill again. I think it's a risk. And I hate to say that because everything sets up for just on paper for him to be good. But how many times have we said that about him this year?
Yeah,
at least three.
I know.
And he's left you disappointed. So to me, Gio is a very good start. Hill is a borderline start, and you're just it is what it is with Hill. You're banking on a touchdown, but I do think he can score.
Yeah, and Gio, by the way, has had right around 95 total yards each of the last two games, and Andy Dalton is the start of the week. All right, and finally, Tennessee, they've only allowed 6 passing touchdowns this season. They've allowed the 5th fewest fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. And going into last week, they looked like an awesome pass defense, and then Cody Kessler scored 25 fantasy points. That was weird. But I am slightly concerned about Andrew Luck without Dante Moncrief, without Dwayne Allen. I know Dave likes Jack Doyle a lot. I just haven't really been...
Dorsett, too.
Yeah, no, right, no Dorsett. I haven't been all that impressed with Andrew Luck this year. You guys, I think you have him around 7th or so.
Nope. You know,
give me your thoughts.
Higher. I've got him in my top 5.
Top 5?
And I think he's going to have to throw a lot more than normal in this game. And I think I have to move Frank Gore down because the Titans' run defense, they've been pretty good. The pass defense, I think it's vulnerable. And I think just as good of a, as bad as that offensive line has been for Indianapolis, I still think Andrew Luck is going to be able to make plays there. So I'm trusting Andrew Luck. I'm trusting T.Y. Hilton, trusting Jack Doyle. And I think Luck can get, if Cody Kessler is getting 25 fantasy points, you've got to figure Andrew Luck can do the same thing. I'm still just not a big believer in that Titans pass defense.
All right, cool.
I think I'll tell you, I struggled. I don't know if he's even the best quarterback in this game.
I was thinking that
Mariota's playing so well, and that defense
and it's a better matchup
so
for Mariota.
Bad. And so when I originally did my rankings, Mariota was ahead of Luck, but I think just like to Dave's point, volume will favor Luck in this game, and it's just it's like a smidge difference. But I wouldn't if you have both guys and you're looking at it and saying 30-30 for Mariota's last 2 weeks and Luck is like struggling to get to 25 points. It's not a bad move to go with Mariota over Luck.
Dalton.
And I would certainly start Dalton over Luck.
Oh, you would? Okay, I was going to say.
Without hesitation.
Okay. All right, guys, your news and notes. Ben Roethlisberger could miss 4 to 6 weeks, according to ESPN. Give me your...
Well, then the owner came out yesterday and said it's only 2 to 3 weeks, so we're in that window of probably 2 to 4 weeks would be safe.
Give me your top 3 wide receivers rest of season in fantasy.
Julio has to be one at this
point. Julio Jones, AJ Green, and then
Antonio Brown. Or does Mike Evans make it ahead of Antonio Brown?
I mean, I'd still put Odell up there too.
Odell deserves to be up there.
I think T.Y. Hilton has a case.
Not for top 3 though. I think he. If we're talking
his targets will come down when Moncrief's back. You know, okay. He's just been such a target hog.
Brown shouldn't be in that top 3.
All right, but he ain't number 1, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're talking rest of the season, it's only 2 weeks for Roethlisberger, including their bye week. That's 2 games without him.
But who knows if that's
he was
be
number
the case
one. He was number one last year when Roethlisberger missed 4 games. So
that's
I'll
true.
Still take Brown 3rd.
Why do you suppose he's not having the same type of year so far?
Brown?
Yeah, he's got the touchdowns. They've kind of saved him, but he hasn't. The yards are not the same this year. He hasn't quite been like best player in fantasy.
Well, I think in the early part of the season, their defense was better. So they had some situations where they weren't, you know, throwing 50-plus times.
It's those first 2 games when D'Angelo really went off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, Brown had one big game and I think one bad game.
And you think about it, their receiving core this year was better when the season opened because they didn't have Brian also last year.
Compared to the beginning of last year, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's still awesome. Terrell Pryor could miss this week's game. Hugh Jackson's hopeful he'll play at Cincinnati. Odell Beckham is a hit pointer. We expect him to play.
I will say this, if you're the prior owner and you're staring at Ty Montgomery, start Montgomery to be safe.
Okay. Latavius Murray practiced. Do you expect him to play?
He's trending in that direction.
They said he was like really limited, though. I would imagine they're trying to get him ready for next week. My guess would be he does not play this week.
It's a tough matchup anyway.
He's at Jacksonville, and then next week it's at Tampa Bay, and they're staying in Florida this week.
How nice does it work out for Jack that really gets to watch his kid play football?
Yeah, it's Del Rio's world. We're all just living in it with his hair gel.
That's cool. Travis Benjamin missed practice with a knee injury. Do you think he'll play?
Yes, but it's something you got to keep an eye on.
Tyler Eifert was limited in practice. He might come back. So if he does play, are you starting Tyler Eifert?
Just remember, they're 2 games away from their bye, so I don't know if they're just trying to get Eifert going. This would be a great matchup for him to come back
must
to.
Must start if he plays.
I think so, but he'll be a top five tight end.
No, but he'll be like one of those 2 for 6 and 2 touchdowns. they'll just use him in the red zone.
It's hard to call him a must start, Jamie, just because you've been so cautious with guys coming back off of injuries.
Yeah, but we saw it last week when a guy stepped into a great matchup and how he did. With John Stewart against the Saints.
Yeah.
I don't think you're not starting Eifert in a PPR league. You're starting him with the hope he scores in a standard league. You know, again.
Like a ceiling of 7 or 8 fantasy points.
I could see that. Yeah.
He's got to steal a touchdown from Jeremy.
And I would say, like, here's the situation. Like, you can make a strong argument that Doyle would be better than him, and I totally get that. But he's in that conversation. He's in the conversation with Vernon Davis, who played well last week stepping in.
Because Davis has to score too.
Right.
But Davis has a chance of getting some decent yardage. And yeah. By decent, I mean like 25.
He had 50 last week.
I mean, that's like a miracle for him.
Yeah.
Just remember that Browns this week and then Washington in London next week and then a bye.
All right. Should we pick up Ladarius Green, guys?
There's actually a report that came out while we were on the air that there's not even a timetable yet for him to return to practice.
Okay. So that's a no.
Okay.
So I think if you're in a deep, deep, deep league.
How deep, Jamie?
Like our IDP league.
Got like 10 bench spots.
Right. Like the Scott Fishbowl league.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. I'm carrying 4 tight ends in that league.
Adam, you can have my spot in the Fishbowl league.
That's okay. I have enough teams. All right. So it's deep, deep league for Ladarius Green.
I spent $7 on Vernon Davis in that league.
Did you get him?
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Do you expect the following players?
On, Mike Davis.
It's time for the Do You Expect game. Do you expect the following players? John Brown against Seattle.
Yes.
As of now, yes.
Allen Hurns.
Yes.
Martellus Bennett at Pittsburgh.
Yes.
DeSean Jackson at Detroit.
Yes.
Emmanuel Sanders against Houston.
Yes.
All right. Rankings disputes. Well, Lamar Miller. Heath likes the volume and thinks he'll be involved in the passing game, and that's why Heath has Lamar Miller 8th. Jamie has him 19th. Dave 20th. The only difference in PPR, Jamie has him 17th. But, yeah, Denver, they do allow the 12th most fantasy points to opposing running backs. They did very well against Frank Gore, Charles Sims, Melvin Gordon, Jonathan Stewart, just in terms of overall production. None of those guys had more than 11 fantasy points. But they struggled against Jeremy Hill and the Falcons guys. So your expectations this week for Lamar Miller are what?
I think he could hit that 8 number. Get about 80 total yards.
Okay.
And as far as the catches go, it's been quiet, but he's had 3 or more catches in 3 of his last 4 games. And you remember the games they had at New England, fell behind, he had 4 catches. Tennessee at home, they had a little trouble with Tennessee, if I recall, so he had 3 catches. At Minnesota, he only had 1 catch. I can't understand that. And then last week against Indianapolis, when they were coming from behind, he was catching passes, 3 catches, 29 yards. So he doesn't get a lot of yardage. And he scored. What?
Did he have 4 for 29? No,
4 targets, 3 catches, 29 yards, and he scored on a touchdown last week. So maybe he gets 3 or 4 catches, and that might help pad his stat line with 30 yards, maybe even closer to 40 yards receiving.
He needs to score to be where Heath wants him to be.
Right.
If he doesn't
score, he's going to be a number 2 running back.
Yeah. Like, I have him in 2 leagues. I'm not benching him.
The schedule is going to get better after this game for him. Not that it's easy matchups all the way through, but it's going to get better for Lamar Miller.
And Hopkins too, which is the nice thing.
Now, Alex Smith. Alex Smith is 15th for Jamie and not in the top 24 for Dave and 13th for Heath. And he's facing those Saints, which, you know, actually they haven't been terrible in fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. Usually it's around 22 or 23.
Well, 4 or 5 that somebody's gotten over 20 though.
Yeah, but it's usually around 22 or 23 fantasy points. Cam Newton being the exception, he had a rushing touchdown, though. He would have had, I think, 24 without it. But Dave, you're just done with Alex Smith.
Did we not learn our lesson last week with Alex Smith and what the identity of that Chiefs offense is? And look at where the weakness of the Saints defense is. It's the run defense.
It's everywhere.
More so.
It's everywhere. It's,
okay, to be fair, it's everywhere, but definitely the run defense, especially when it comes to touchdowns. They allow a bunch. So Alex Smith makes me nervous, and this is a week where I think there are so many nice quarterbacks. Why even bother taking the chance on Alex Smith? So I'm steering clear.
Pretty interesting. Like, I could see you being down, like starting Kaepernick over him, starting
that's easy.
Simeon over him. That seems like kind of crazy.
Also very easy.
All right.
I don't agree.
Jamie, you want to make the case for Alex Smith? 15th for you, ahead of Bortles, ahead of Wilson.
I don't think he's going to be, if I was expecting a monster game from him, given the matchup, he'd be in my top 10. But I think just given the circumstances, if the touchdown catch to Dontari Poe counts last week, you know, he threw it behind the line of scrimmage, I could see him doing two dump off passes to his running backs and they score. I don't think he's
four handoffs.
I don't think it's going to be, you know, a 304 touchdown game. But he does have the tendency to pop up with those every now and then. And at home, it's a safe environment for them. I wouldn't be surprised if he falls in the good production. There's no rhyme or reason to say he's going. I don't think to what Dave's saying is like wrong or right. I don't think what I'm saying is wrong or right. We just don't know with them because they never tell you when it's going to be. Let's Alex Smith throw 30 plus times.
It's never.
Well,
it's
no, he's done that four times this year.
Well, he's had two big games where he threw like 50 times. Or 48 and 50 times, but were they trailing in those games?
Well, the week one game against San Diego, they were behind big time.
Right, so that was one.
Win.
And then the other game was at Pittsburgh, yeah, where they got blown out.
Right.
Those were only two games, so I doubt that's going to happen.
He also threw 37 times against Houston. He threw 33 times against the Jets. I mean, if he throws 33 times against the Saints, he'll fall into good production.
All right, guys, let's move on here, because I want to tell you about something awesome. Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors want you to try their product. I use a Harry's Razor. I love it. And you've got a chance to sample it for free. Completely free. Just pay shipping. And use our offer code on harrys.com. H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. The offer code is FFT. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're going to send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. All of that for free when you sign up for a shave plan. The only thing, again, that you have to pay for is shipping. And there's a special offer for our fans. Enter the code FFT at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order for free. So this is obviously a free, great offer, but even without it, Harry's is what I use now to shave for three main reasons: for quality, cost, and convenience. It's a better shave, a closer shave. The razors and the razor blades, you know, they're great. And the generic ones that you get in the store, or those, you know, brands that you've been using forever, they're so expensive. Harry's is able to keep their costs down, and they ship their product right to your door. So it's cheap, it's convenient, and it's a very good product. Get started right now. Go to harrys.com, enter the code FFT at checkout to claim your free trial set and your post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. FFT is the code. Let me know when you use it. I want to hear your feedback. I love it. Tweet me at Adam Azer, A-I-Z-E-R. Two you like and two you don't. Dave likes Jack Doyle.
Doyle rules.
Yeah, all right, so hit me with it. Hit me with the Doyle at Tennessee.
I think Andrew Luck is going to need him. He's running out of targets to throw to with Dorsett banged up and Dwayne Allen banged up. And every time there's been one reliable tight end for the Colts, we've seen that tight end put up some good numbers. Jamie's talked about it before that when in the past when Allen's gone down, Kobe Fleener's been the guy. When Fleener's been out, Dwayne Allen's been a good target. So I think that there's
Fleener's never been out, though. That's the funny thing.
Well, I'm just making this stuff up. Doyle's going to be good. And here's my favorite set of all. In the last three games that Lux had against the Titans, he's thrown four touchdowns to tight ends in three games. So I think there's a little bit of a formula there. I think they're going to have to throw there. And Doyle, to me, is a very safe start. I think he can score. And I think the yardage could be a little bit better than you expect. Awesome play in daily fantasy, tournaments, cash games, probably closer to tournaments than cash games. And I'm starting him in a bunch of my leagues. I'm very excited about him.
I think I'd start him over Kobe Fleener, guys. How about
you? I would too.
Oh, Fleener, that's an easy one. Fleener's going to stink this week.
Yeah, Fleener's
going to
stink. He's
going to smell like dirty socks. Stinky.
Would you start him over Travis Kelce?
No.
Doyle over Kelce, I think I would.
Would you start him over Charles Clay?
I would.
Yes,
okay. I may.
Dave likes Marcus Mariota. Just in the interest of saving time, Dave, I'm sorry, but we kind of talked about that. I'm going to skip over Mariota.
But blah, 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 blah. He's good.
Yeah, he's good, and Indianapolis has been really bad against quarterbacks. Jamie's too. Andy Dalton is our start of the week. Tell me who you'd start Andy Dalton over.
Everybody not named Tom Brady, and I forget who I have.
Matt Ryan. Wow, so
wow,
you'd start him over Breeze,
third.
Stafford, Rodgers.
Four straight quarterbacks have scored three touchdowns against the Browns. Every quarterback has scored two touchdowns against the Browns. They are awful. They're awful, awful, awful. AJ Green's going to go crazy. I think somebody out of Tyler Boyd or Brandon LaFell, I know Adam, you've been talking about LaFell, should do well. Imagine if Tyler Eifert's back. I think this is a huge game for Dalton. He hit 27 points in both games last year on the dot against the Browns. with 6 total touchdowns in those 2 games.
Wow. Was it 4-2 or 3-3?
It was 3-3. 5 passing, 1 rushing.
Do you know how many passes he threw in those 2 games?
One was very low. One was like 23 passes.
He threw like 46 passes and threw 5 touchdowns. So he, very, very efficient. Every 9 throws or so, he's throwing a touchdown against
the Bengals. He needs this game. I love that ranking if Eifert's playing. I think he could be top 5 if Eifert's playing.
I don't even care.
I do, because they need... I don't know who their best start... Where do you have Brandon LaFell then in your rankings?
Oh, they're low, but it's a crapshoot. They're both in my top 100.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I just want to say that I do like LaFell as a sleeper if you need a receiver.
Yeah.
But if Eifert plays, I don't.
Correct. So I agree with you.
New England running backs at Pittsburgh. Jamie, you like them both. I think we talked about this. So let's go to who we don't like. Jamie does not like Drew Brees this week. I gave out the numbers yesterday, 112.5 passer rating at home last year with 357 yards per game and 23 touchdowns. Compare that to 288 yards per game and 9 touchdowns on the road last year. And also in 2 road games this year, he scored 16 fantasy points. Do you think he'll get more than 16 this week?
I think he'll be around 19. I have him at 10 in my rankings. And the way that I wrote it in the column was that it's not just an outright sit of Drew Brees, but I would start Dalton over him. I would start Mariota over him. I would start Cousins over him, and those are clearly 3 guys that you never would expect when you drafted Drew Brees to be benching him for. So it's a tough situation for him. Kansas City, outside of the Pittsburgh game, has done a good job just in terms of fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks. And I think he'll be around that 19 mark. You know, you mentioned the numbers last year. So we now have – he missed one of the road games last season because of his shoulder injury. So it's 7-2. So 9-game sample size, he's been under 20 fantasy points outside of 1 game last year, which was at Tampa Bay. He was over 20 fantasy points on the road. He's just not a good quarterback on the road. The offense doesn't play very well.
Yeah. All right. Well, what does that mean for Brandon Cooks? Where's Cooks for you guys?
Number 2. Cooks. I think Thomas might actually be the best receiver in this game.
I'm starting to feel that same way. I've got them back-to-back in my top 20 among receivers. But I think the matchup actually sets up best for Thomas.
Yep.
I want to see what the health is of Philip Gaines, too, and how they go about their corners this week in Kansas City. But the one thing you'll say is this, I think, and this is why I do like Brees, is we're talking about quarterbacks and how often they'll throw. I think Brees is going to throw a lot.
He's thrown a lot on
the road
before, though.
Good. Yeah. I still can't help but take the chance with him.
No, they get it.
I agree that I think Kansas City wins, but I don't think New Orleans gets totally blown out, and I think Brees can have some good numbers. Some.
And we do like Brees better than Alex Smith in that game. Isaiah Crowell, Jamie doesn't like, at Cincinnati.
Bad offensive line right now. We said it. It's a get-right game for Cincinnati. I don't think you look at their numbers and you say, wow, their defense is awful. They've run into some buzzsaws. They've run into some bad situations. Dallas is going to run on anybody.
Past
they ran
2
on
weeks,
them.
For sure.
Right. New England, tough, tough situation for them. So I think this is just one of those games where game flow, game script doesn't favor Crowell, and we've seen it now. You know, when he's been good, he's been great. When he's been bad, he's been kind of stinky. In 3 of the last 4, he's been more on the stinky side. So I just don't trust him in this game. To be honest with you, even if Terrell Pryor is healthy, he's barely a starter for me. If he's out, there's no Browns player I would even come close to starting.
Well, we know how good Cincinnati's been against wide receivers this year, except for the Denver game. So it's not a great, it's a bad matchup for Terrell Pryor, right?
It's an awful matchup for him.
Okay.
But he's just going to get fed targets. That's the thing you like.
Yeah.
Like last week was an awful matchup for him too, but he ended up coming away with the 2 touchdowns.
And he caught a touchdown on Josh Norman. So he's been good. Dave doesn't like any Texans at Denver.
I don't know if there's a guy on the Texans that's going to get 10 fantasy points in a standard scoring league.
CJ Fedorowicz.
You think he does? You think he scores? Or do you think he goes off for 100 yards?
No, I think he might score, but I'm just having fun right now, but.
I don't see how Brock Osweiler is going to be able to go downfield. This is such a huge game for the Broncos. They're coming off of a loss. They've had extra time to get ready. They know this quarterback well. They dumped this quarterback. There's obvious just sentiment there in Denver. There's players talking about how they want to kill him.
Yeah.
So
really?
Wow, I think they are fired up for this game, and I think they're going to just smoke Houston. And yeah. It's going to be garbage time. I don't even know if Osweiler gets a 10 fantasy points. I really don't. I think
I'll take the under, Dave.
I have him in a league where we could play quarterbacks as a flex.
You won't do it, will you?
oh, I'm playing Ty Montgomery over.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
It's 4 points for passing touchdowns, but I have no faith. None.
All right. So Dave,
we just to give you an idea, our projections, you know what he's projected for?
4 points?
No.
How much?
6 points for passing touchdowns. What do you think Osweiler is projected for? Quarterback.
11.1.
You're close. It's 11 something.
Yeah, he's not going to have a good game.
Dave, do you have the projections for other Texans? Like DeAndre and Lamar?
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Dave, you also don't like Jeremy Maclin.
Because I don't like Alex Smith, and Macklin's been terrible since week one. I think he's maxed out at 6 fantasy points in the 5 games since, or 4 games since. They had a bye in there. I just think they keep running the ball. I think the defense might score a touchdown for Kansas City. I think it's going to be a good game for Kansas City to keep it simple.
Would you guys start Jeremy Maclin or Ty Montgomery?
Montgomery.
Maclin.
Especially in a PPR, Montgomery.
Jeremy Maclin or Jordan Howard?
Howard.
Howard standard, Maclin PPR.
What do you like about Maclin?
I think that they'll have some success throwing the ball. I don't believe in this New Orleans defense, especially on the road.
They only go to Maclin when they need him.
All right, guys. So I did things a little bit differently today. Didn't get to the, we haven't even gotten to the games or 42 minutes into the show. So let's see. You know, we've covered a lot. Let's go through the games fairly.
I blame Heath.
What'd you say?
I blame Heath.
Let's go through the games fairly quickly since we really have touched on a lot of these guys. Start or sit Mark Ingram against Kansas City. One game with more than 58 rushing yards for Ingram.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Number two running back.
I kind of feel like we're at the point where he's starting to hit those tougher matchups. We talked about it after this week. It's Seattle at home. At San Francisco probably won't be so bad for him. But then he's got Denver and then at Carolina on a short week. And then the Rams after that, their defensive line should be healthy by then. That's week 12. So there's some tough sledding ahead for Mark Ingram, unfortunately. I do like that he's involved in the passing game. I wish he was involved even more. And typically we have seen the Saints lean on him when they're outdoors on grass. So maybe they try and get him going.
Jordan Howard or Mark Ingram?
I've got Howard higher.
Ingram.
How about Jacquizz Rodgers or Mark Ingram?
Rodgers. Quiz. Just to answer your question, Dave. So the goes Osweiler is at 11.2. Houston defense is at 10.5.
Wow.
Lamar Miller's at 9.6. I guess that's Simeon, you know, factoring in maybe he turns the ball over. Miller's at 9.6. DeAndre Hopkins 7.8. Will Fuller 7.1. Nick Novak 6.1. And our good friend CJ, I wear hat, 2.4.
Fedora Witz.
Yeah, thank you, CJ Fedora Witz.
The smart hat. That's what we could call him.
Do you have confidence in any Saints receiver? I mean, Heath actually had Willie Snead as someone he liked this week. I don't know what to expect from these guys.
I like the matchup for Snead because Fleener's going to get taken away. So Snead should be the guy in the middle of the field that does some work for Drew Brees. Okay. So I see where he's coming from with that. And the matchup against Steven Nelson, I think, is at worst even. So. I think Snead's okay. I just don't know how much I want to trust him.
I have no faith in Willie Snead while he's not 100%.
And we don't like Fleener this week, so you can get away from him. Although Dave does have Fleener 11th in PPR and 9th in standard. So you do like Fleener this week, I guess, as a top 12 guy.
I guess it's more by default. I should move him down.
All right. Is he okay to drop Kobe Fleener, or do you want to stash him and start someone else?
Depends what your tight end situation is. I mean, I think
he's your only one.
Then it's the only roster spot I have. Then I'm dropping.
Okay.
But I think we're going to get this ebb and flow with him. Where at home, you'll feel comfortable starting him.
It's because of Breeze, right? Because Breeze is more comfortable playing at home.
Yep.
Would you guys start Jamaal Charles or we get some wide receivers here? Jamaal Charles or Jarvis Landry?
I think Charles standard Landry PPR.
Yep.
Jamaal Charles or Michael Crabtree?
Charles for both.
All right. Let's go to our next
game. I'm a little worried about the Raiders in this game.
Me too.
All right. Let's go to that game then. Oakland at Jacksonville. Jags have won 2 straight. And Oakland, they've traveled a lot. They've been to New Orleans,
yes.
Tennessee, Baltimore. Now they're in Jacksonville. And then Tampa next week? Crazy.
Yeah. Getting those frequent flyer miles.
Now they've done all right in those trips, but this is the longest one. Tell me why you're worried about the Raiders and what that means for start and sit.
I just think their defense is starting to come around a little bit.
Jacksonville's
yeah. defense and their corners. I thought they played mostly well last week. Their biggest problem was tackling. not coverage. They had a bunch of broken tackles. The Bears' two longest pass plays were screens or shorter passes. One was like 10 yards, so you can't call it a screen, where the receiver broke loose from Jalen Ramsey, basically.
Well, the irony is that's how the Jaguars won the game.
Yeah, on the exact same type of play, because the Bears couldn't wrap up Aurelius Ben. How could we have not predicted that he would have done what he did?
All right, sorry to speed you up, but, you know, get to it.
I think
I'm worried mostly about Crabtree. I think his coverage is going to be tight. And I think Cooper, if he's against Jalen Ramsey, and I think he will be for much of the game, he could definitely break out of a tackle and get a long game.
Yeah, like I'm struggling right now between Carr versus Hoyer versus Jameis versus Alex Smith. I think that's kind of the place where he falls. So his offensive line is going to have to play well because the Jaguars defensive line has really started to play well. You know, they're getting after quarterbacks, and you see it right now. If you just look at the stats, Adam, because I know you like to stare at those numbers, the passing yards allowed, very minimal
for Jacksonville. For they've been awesome.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And so it's touchdowns. And so that's the thing I think that's going to have to save Carr. Is he's going to have to get you two touchdowns, because I don't think he'll be turnover prone. He hasn't really done that yet this year.
Breeze or Carr?
Breeze,
but it's close.
Alex Smith or Carr?
Carr.
Like I said, I'm struggling with it right now. You may see a change in my rankings, but right now it's Carr.
Right now it's Carr. Okay. So how about, you're starting Cooper though, right? We're cool with him.
You got to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Allen Robinson? Cool with
you
him?
You got
to. Yes.
I'm fine with him.
This is a get right game for him.
Anybody,
it should be.
Anybody else in the Jags passing game?
Not with confidence. You see what Hearns is when Julius Thomas is healthy. It goes right back to it. And Marquise Lee is taking on a lot more work.
And it's such a huge matchup, such a favorable matchup for their running backs.
Oh, but here's
the thing. They've been so bad.
Yes, it is. But are there any running backs in this game that you trust?
If Latavius is out, and even if Latavius plays, probably not. I like Yeldon the best.
I don't want any part of it. After what they did last week, where he's our guy, and Chris Ivory has more carries, more catches. That was crazy. I don't know what they're doing. I don't want any part of it. And you know, at the goal line, Yeldon has scored once this year. I don't want any part of this team. Their running game.
Yeah. Is Ivory your favorite though, Jamie? I know Dave said it's Yeldon.
Yeah, by default. I don't. It's like I'd rather throw up.
This is a much better matchup, though. Much better matchup.
Rather start those guys.
Huh?
This is a much better matchup than last week. The Raiders are awful against the run.
The Raiders are terrible against the run. But who can you say that you could trust with confidence? I mean, Yeldon's got one game with double digits and fantasy points.
Julius Thomas or Jack Doyle?
Doyle.
Julius Thomas or Fleener?
I've got Fleener higher.
Thomas. He has a better chance to score.
Okay. Let's move on. I want to tell you again about Buffalo Wild Wings. I love Buffalo Wild Wings, and no team goes into the season without a game plan. And if they did, game day highlights would be nothing more than a football follies compilation. And while those are hilarious, Buffalo Wild Wings knows that fans prefer the taste of glory on game day, the kind of glory that comes with having 21 signature sauces and seasonings to choose from, or a great lineup of cold and refreshing beers on tap, or, my favorite part, a collection of wall-to-wall flat screens so big it would make your head spin. And we cover all those details so they add up to the kind of game day experience fans can appreciate. And we do it because we appreciate fans. So win or lose, if you're a fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere there is. That's Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan.
Adam, I found the closest Buffalo Wild Wings to your abode.
Is it in the city?
No, absolutely not. It's actually 20 minutes away.
Oh,
20 minutes away. So I think you should go tonight. I think that would be a lot of fun for you.
I'm not going to go tonight, but maybe I'll go on Saturday. So
why wouldn't you go tonight? This is the time to go. Two games that you're going to want to watch on TV.
I don't do well watching the Hurricanes in public. Okay. This is a throw the remote kind of game. I need my remote, my couch, my privacy.
It should be an eat an extra in order of wings.
What if you could bring your couch to Buffalo Wild Wings?
I thought you were going to say my cat.
Don't bring your cat to Buffalo Wild Wings. Bring your remote. You can throw your remote somewhere at Buffalo Wild Wings.
New England at Pittsburgh. I just want to say that Le'Veon Bell did just fine without Ben Roethlisberger last year. He had over 100 rushing yards in 3 of 4 games. He had a ton of carries. He had a lot of catches, but not a lot of yards. So do not worry about, you're not going to sit Le'Veon Bell. Tom Brady is a top 2 quarterback. He's 1 for Jamie and Heath. He's 2 for Dave. And we talked about the running backs. How about the New England passing game? Other than Rob Gronkowski, who are you starting this week?
If I've been starting Edelman, I'm going to continue to do it.
I guess.
I mean, look what Landry did against them last week. 7 for 91. Edelman could fall into that too.
I'm worried about Brady having one of those, I only attempt 20 passes, but I still score three touchdown types of games. So no one might not get a lot of yardage.
Well, would you rather start Edelman or Landry?
Landry.
Landry.
Would you rather start Edelman or Don Jackson?
Edelman.
Edelman or a San Francisco running back?
Edelman.
Edelman.
But I like Golden Tate better.
Okay.
I like Mike Wallace better. Cameron Meredith or Edelman? Give me Meredith. That's a no-brainer.
That's the only one I'm with you.
All right, now you're going to start Antonio Brown, but he's actually 15th for Dave in PPR, 16th in standard. Jamie and Heath have him as a top eight guy. But, yeah, you're going to start Antonio Brown. It's just hard to get away from him. Okay, let's go to Indianapolis and Tennessee. We have talked about the quarterbacks. They're both starts in this game, and, you know, you could start Mariota over Luck. T.Y. Hilton is a top seven wide receiver, and we like Jack Doyle. Is there a sleeper wide receiver for the Colts if you're in a deep league?
Chester Rogers would be that guy.
LaFell or Rogers?
LaFell.
LaFell.
Okay.
But Rogers, I mean, 10 targets last 2 weeks. He had six last week after Dorsett got hurt. So I'm sorry, four last week after Dorsett got hurt. So they're going to use him. And if Luck's going to be good, it's not just going to be on the strength of Hilton and Doyle. Not that Rogers has to be a starter for you, but he's got to get you 50 or 60 yards receiving to help Luck get to where he needs to be.
Maybe he's a poor man's Cameron Meredith. Which is to say, he's a poor man's Kevin White.
Would you start any Tennessee wide receivers in this game?
I think Wright's a third receiver.
We're buying in already, huh?
Well, I mean, if they're
the Colts,
gonna, you know, do what they showed last week, which is feature him, nine targets. I mean, you'll take that.
I would take that.
I mean, if you like Mariota, somebody's got to do something, and it might not be Walker.
I like Delanie Walker. I don't know what the injuries look like for the safeties for the Colts right now.
Walker's, there was a, I wish I had the stat from you, but according to Pro Football Focus, Walker's routes have been severely limited when Kendall Wright has been healthy. So we saw last year that Wright was out for the majority of the season.
And Walker was
a monster.
Right, sure.
And so I think it's worth dialing back some expectations on Walker. Not that you're benching him, but I don't know if it's look, he's been a disappointment this year. Injury has been a part of that. And we saw last week that Mariota can be really successful without necessarily leaning on Delanie Walker.
Yeah.
Red zone threat?
I just hope threat.
I think that's where they use him.
I just hope threat. I mean, I hope that that report is not an indication of, or those numbers are not an indication of Delanie Walker just can't get targets.
I think last year Walker led the team in catches, yards, and targets. Probably touchdowns. So I guess he was just due for some regression in
Oh, that was goes without question.
Yeah.
But, you know, to this point where we've seen him, you know, what is it, one big game so far this year, two?
I think he's had two.
Yeah. He's also been banged up, you know, as part of it.
Yeah. Last week was a disappointing appointment, but Dave and Heath love Walker this week. They have him as the number two tight end. Jamie has him around seventh, in fact, seven in both formats. Okay, Baltimore at the Jets. Kind of interesting here. Two good run defenses. I know the Jets, it really was just that one long run. Other than that, they contained Johnson pretty well. But I buy their run defense. What about the running backs in this game? Do you have confidence in any of the running backs?
Yeah. Wes is my favorite of the three.
It is interesting, though, because you're probably looking at a game where Suggs and Dumervil are out. C.J. Mosley may be out. So
he didn't practice on Wednesday.
That's three big pieces of their front seven that may not play in this game, which could help Forte and help Powell. But can you really trust them at this point? I mean, you know, Powell obviously, they both had a bad game last week, which is understandable. Arizona blasted them. But every time that they're trailing, it's Bilal Powell on the field. And look at Forte's numbers. I mean, you know, trending down, 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 down. And then last week, you know, the one fantasy point. He's just not playing well.
I feel like you can't trust him.
He's not good.
No. It looks like David Harris is coming back for the Jets this week. He was limited in practice on Wednesday. That will hurt Ravens, run offense. I'll tell you something to watch in this game, though. The Jets' offensive line might be without three starters. It'll probably be more like two, but Ryan Clady didn't practice on Wednesday. Brent Vail, QVALE. Maybe it might be Cavalli. I'm sorry, I just don't know how to pronounce it, but it looks like he's not going to play. And then Nick Mangold was on the injury report, too, with a knee. I wonder if that's just a Veterans Day off.
So their offensive line is mangled? You like it. Jamie's not going to crack a smile. That's disappointing. It's disappointing.
Ronnie Stanley looks like he's coming back for the Ravens offensive line. That will help.
Yeah, but Flacco missed practice Wednesday. He's got a shoulder issue, and there's some talk that maybe he doesn't play. I'd be surprised if that's the case, but they have their bye next week.
I think the talk is that he'll play. I think the concern is whether or not he'll be able to throw deep very
this
often.
This game should be high scoring. I think it's going to be low.
Yeah.
Start the kickers.
Okay, well, what about Brandon Marshall? You guys okay with him with Geno Smith starting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look how bad the second. Jimmy Smith may not play. He's in the concussion protocol. If he's out and they're talking about now you got to move Sharice Wright into the number one spot.
Whew. No, yeah. He didn't practice either.
Oh, he's also hurt.
And the pass rushers are hurt too. So it's a great opportunity.
Jimmy Smith will be back.
I think maybe.
He practiced.
No, he was limited yesterday.
He pre-practiced.
All right, all right. It does not matter. You're starting Brandon Marshall. What about like Mike Wallace? How desperate would you have to be to start a Ravens wide receiver?
He's a fringe number two receiver, probably closer to a flex.
Yeah, number three for me. If Flacco's not 100%, he's hands off.
All right, you ready to cruise through these next two games here? Buffalo at Miami with Rashad
Victor
Jones.
Cruz.
Rashad Jones out for the season. Starter sit Jay Ajayi, and I apologize for waiting too long on this one. We should probably revisit this tomorrow since we're towards the end. And Ajayi deserves more time, but what do you think about him this week?
I think his success last week is an isolated incident based on the matchup. I think Buffalo's run defense is much better. Their linebackers and defensive line have been playing great. I think it's going to be a big challenge to this Dolphins offensive line. And I don't even know if Ajayi can get to 90 yards on the ground. So he's in that flex talk for me. I don't love him.
He played against a tough Titans defense two games ago. I think you can get a very similar performance out of that.
40 yards and a touchdown.
56 and a touchdown. Okay. I think he's in that range of he'll get you around 15 carries. Now, Arian Foster, that to me is the biggest concern. I don't really worry about Buffalo's defense in this game because if the Dolphins offensive line shows up based on what the talent level is of that group, I think that they could push around that Buffalo front, especially with Darius still out. So if you give me you tell me right now that Arian, that Jay Ajayi is getting 15 carries, I'll start him with plenty of confidence as a number two running back.
Jay Ajayi, all right, well, you know what? We can leave it at that. I want to talk about some wide receivers. Devontae Parker, Mike Wallace, Chris Hogan, Robert Woods. Kind of, didn't spend too much time on these guys. So Parker, Mike Wallace, Chris Hogan, Robert Woods. How would you rank those four?
I believe I have Wallace ranked the highest of the four just on upside alone.
Wallace, Woods.
I have Woods second, too, and then I think Hogan, I have Hogan Parker. Ahead of Parker.
So you don't like Parker this week?
Nah.
Okay.
It's just hard to trust him. I mean, his targets have gone down. He dropped a touchdown last week. It's just a very frustrating situation.
I got a DFS sleeper in this game.
Who?
Marquise Goodwin.
Well, I just kind of like Robert Woods.
Woods is good. He's steady, but Goodwin is the big play receiver.
Do you guys like Tyrod Taylor in this game?
Yeah, it's just if you don't like Alex Smith, then you can't like Tyrod Taylor. They're the same type of guy because you don't know when they're going to throw. They're going to lean on their running game. Now, it will change if
LeSean's out.
If LeSean's out, yeah.
And Taylor can run a little bit more.
The Dolphins have a bad defense. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And Rex Ryan has owned them.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Who's Lambert's Lunatics in our podcast league?
Why? Did they just make a trade? They just completed a trade?
Yeah. No, they made me a trade offer.
Is it a good trade offer?
No.
It's a bad trade offer?
It's not horrific when you look at what the guys have done, but I mean, I'm not trading C.J. Anderson for Cole Beasley.
It's a PPR league. No. Okay, guys. Anything else? No. We're good in this game. Charles Clay. Charles Clay's right around top 12 for Dave and Jamie. So,
good bye week guy.
Three straight games of five catches, 47-73.
Rashad Jones is out. So.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. And Cleveland at Cincinnati, is there anything we didn't cover here? A.J. Green should have a huge game. LaFell sleeper, Eifert if he plays. I think we got everything here, right?
Mm-hmm. We did.
And we got everything in Houston, Denver, I think, except Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. How do you feel about them?
Must start guys. Banged up secondary for the Texans. So
yeah, this is one of the reasons why Simeon isn't such a bad start either, and yep. Maybe not a bad daily fantasy dart throw.
Yep.
Yeah, I just have a sour taste in my mouth from that Thursday game. I know
yeah,
Thursday.
Everybody does. You can't forget about what those receivers did before that game, though.
All right, I'm sending an email to myself right now because I don't like talking about important things late in the show. I know not everybody listens to the entire show. So tomorrow's podcast, C.J. Anderson and Jay Ajayi, we're going to talk more about those backfields at the start of the show or maybe after we talk about the Thursday night game.
I sent you an email too.
You did?
Yeah, take a shower.
Why? Do I look like I need a shower?
Okay.
I showered yesterday.
Have you showered today?
No, but I will.
You're filthy.
Oh, okay. So, emails, real quick here. Dan from Florida, Kristen Michael or Jacquizz Rodgers? He already has Winston and Evans starting. He doesn't want to overload on Bucks. But
I'd go Michael. Michael.
Okay. Robert Woods, Jeremy Hill, Chris Hogan, pick one in a PPR league. This is from Justin.
I think Woods is the safest in a full point PPR.
Yep.
This is from No Name, Dave. Who is it?
Michael in Hamburg, Germany.
Meredith or Diggs? Diggs, by the way, returned to practice. That's good.
Meredith,
because we're just not sure what Diggs' status is.
This is from King. Grade the trade. Give up Edelman and Melvin Gordon. Get Jamal Charles.
Too much for Jamal Charles.
C.
You think it's even?
Hmm?
You're nutty.
This is from Brian in a town just outside of Davis, California.
We'll go with Davis, California, because I'm lazy.
Hi, Leslie, Ron, Tom, Donna, and Jerry. That feels like Parks and Rec to me. I'm going to say it's okay. That. I have the opportunity to trade Odell Beckham Jr. and TJ Yeldon for Antonio Brown. No. No?
Okay, no.
Yeah, I say no.
No.
This is Zach in green and gold country. Where the heck is that?
Probably Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Are they gold? They're like yellow.
I don't know, Adam. Have you ever seen...
They're yellow. That's not gold.
Okay, maybe he's in Edmonton with the Eskimos.
All right.
Canadian football.
Standard scoring league. Start two running backs and a flex. So let's do the running backs first. Oh, they're all running backs. Great. So start three of these guys. Geo, James White. This is standard. Jennings, Booker, Jacquizz Rodgers, Jay Ajayi, Latavius Murray.
Quiz and White are the slam dunks for me.
I would go... Who was the first name you said?
Gio
Bernard.
I would go Quiz. I would go Jai. And I would go with Gio.
You would start Ajayi and Gio over James White?
James White.
Yep.
Interesting.
I'd go Gio over Ajayi.
All right, that's it for the show, guys. Thank you very much.
Adam Azer.
Yeah.
Of the Wild Bucks.
All right, go Canes. Talk to you tomorrow.
Who came?